Well, it was expected this time of year that soybean prices would start to trend lower as a big South American soybean crop is being harvested. Well, even though that harvest is underway, Dan Huber says that hasn't happened, although he now feels that both corn and bean prices might have peaked for this year.
Right now, without something fresh, you know, weather-related, I really think we're reaching into the upper side of the ranges. I think corn between $5 and $5.20, be that old crop or new crop, is into a fairly significant level of resistance. So I think we're going to see prices begin to slow down here and maybe even backtrack a little bit. We're maybe have swung that pendulum just a little bit too far. Similar on the soybeans, you get between $15 and $15.25. On spot soybeans, very tough level of resistance, and as I said, we seem to have reached that point where maybe we've seen a peak in demand.
Well, at a recent event in his congressional district, House Ag Committee Chair Frank Lucas discussed the passage of the Agricultural Act of 2014. On the whole, he feels they did about as good as they could, although he does have one major regret.
My single biggest regret was that we should have repealed the 38 law. We should have repealed the 49 law, and we should have made the Agricultural Act of 2014. It got started out as the Ag Act of 12, and it became the Ag Act of 13, and it wound up the Agricultural Act of 2014. Should have been made permanent law.
Well, some 250 calf and heifer raisers here in Wisconsin have spent their last couple of days in Green Bay at the Wisconsin Dairy Calf and Heifer Association's annual get-together. Tina Coleman says when you look at the industry, despite feed costs being relatively high, there certainly are opportunities that exist.
Well, I think for the calf and heifer raiser, the big opportunity is that they can raise calves and raise a healthy calf, because that's a niche market. Most of our heifer growers don't really want to work with the calf perspective because it's an expensive enterprise, a higher risk there. So if I have a producer or an individual that's looking into that, that's a great niche market to be paired up with a person that raises heifers weaned on up to freshening. A great opportunity there, and I think labor efficiency is a good opportunity as well.
Well, we do have a backing off on the dairy and commodity front to report this morning. Butter loses 2.5 cents to 198.5 cents per pound, while blocks remain at 238.5 cents per pound in barrels. They're at 225 a pound. Class 3 prices still on the rise. April 24.11, May up a dime to 22.36, June up 17 to 20.87, while September is down to 19.79. On the Board of Trade, double-digit declines. May corn back down to 4.96 and 1/4 cent. September down a dime to 4.98 and 3/4 cent per bushel. Beans for May, that's off 22.25 at 14.61 and 3/4 cent. September drops to 12.51 a bushel. And May wheat off 16 cents at 6.68 and 1/2 cent per bushel. On the livestock front, fed cattle remains firm. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 144. Holstein steers 110 to 119. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 87 to as much as 114, with most slaughter cows 72 to 87. As far as the replacement bull calves, 175 to 310. Heifer calves top at 175, while the barrels and gilts are strong, 78 to 92. And those market lambs, 160 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.